Hawaii is seen as a multicultural model around the world. Ever wonder how that reputation started? In his new book, an expert on race says the idea was publicized as part of the backdrop to an explosive trial that rocked Honolulu in 1928. Miles Fukunaga was sentenced to hang for kidnapping and murder on this day, October 8th, 91 years ago. All of Honolulu was horrified by the kidnapping and murder of Gil Jamison, the 10-year-old son of a banker. A Shakespeare-quoting ransom note was followed by discovery of the boy's body in Waikiki, and soon, 19-year-old Miles Fukunaga confessed. Within 3 weeks, Fukunaga was sentenced to hang, and the speed of the verdict is one aspect of UH Manoa professor John Okamura's book titled Raced to Death in 1920s Hawaii. Okamura contends another aspect relates to the dominance of haoles, that is, whites or Caucasians in that period.
Yeah, my argument is that Fukunaga was not just killed as an individual. For haoles, he had violated the dominant racial boundary between themselves and non-haoles, particularly Japanese Americans, who were viewed as the most politically, economically, and culturally threatening group to haole supremacy.
Japanese were seen as a threat because they kept their culture. They coordinated strikes while on the plantations, then moved off and opened successful businesses. Most alarming, Japanese were 41% of Hawaii's population in 1920. Whites were 7%, but they controlled the economy. And in trials over labor issues during that period, whites proved to have a grip on the judiciary as well.
By that time, haoles knew they could manipulate the criminal justice system to get the outcome that they desired, which was Fukunaga's conviction and execution.
In the 1920s, Okamura says newspapers here were touting Hawaii as a multicultural paradise, despite actual racial discrimination.
What I'm arguing is these ideas originate during the Fukunaga case, because the Star Bulletin, the Nipujiji, said by requesting a new trial for Fukunaga and claiming he was the victim of racism and discrimination, the Japanese-American community was disrupting the racial harmony that was prevalent in Hawaii at that time, which is, again, nonsense.
What about now? Okamura says this community's response to the recent teachers' union proposal for a tax on investments to fund education says a lot.
I saw the opposition to the passage of the constitutional amendment was also opposition to equal opportunity in Hawaii.
Okamura says in the 1990s, Japanese joined whites and Chinese Americans at the top of the socioeconomic ladder here. And since the 70s, the gap has grown between them and everyone else. Okamura does not see collective upward mobility.
The dominant groups are no longer in favor of providing opportunities to the subordinate groups like Filipinos, Hawaiians, Samoans, other minorities through public education that still remains the primary means for their socioeconomic advancement.
Okamura says investment in public education is a telling measure of commitment to fairness and racial equity. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.